I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Some parts of Alabama can expect to see 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight and into early Saturday morning. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for parts of Alabama until 6 a.m. Saturday. Candy Sumlin is the emergency management officer for Huntsville-Madison County, Alabama. She says the worst weather is expected to hit later in the day.
Right now, it's just we have a rain event, and once the rain dissipates and the front moves in, it will start to snow. They're not expecting any accumulation until late afternoon for the Madison County area, but that could speed up depending on how fast this front moves in.
Residents in the affected area should remain cautious throughout the weekend until Sunday. Alabama's unemployment rate is up slightly from a month ago. Labor statistics released today shows the state's jobless rate increased to 6.2% in December, up from 6% in November. Alabama Labor Commissioner Fitzgerald Washington says while an increase is never celebrated, it also indicates that more people are entering the workforce. The state's jobless rate is above the national rate of 5%. Shelby County and Metro Birmingham has the state's lowest unemployment rate at 4.1%. Wilcox County in western Alabama has the highest at 15.3%. Fans of the Alabama Crimson Tide will be lining up University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa tomorrow. The team plans to take part in a parade to celebrate this month's college football championship win over Clemson. The procession will end at Bryant-Denny Stadium. That's where the players will receive the championship trophy as well as the Cotton Bowl trophy for their victory over Michigan State. Tomorrow represents the final bow for Alabama's Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry. He wants to join the NFL and take a lot of the lessons he learned in Tuscaloosa with him.
Remain humble. Don't make no excuses. Do what you're told and be coachable. Always work hard. You know, I think I learned that from Coach Saban. You know what I'm saying? You got to work hard every day.
The parade could also be the final on-campus appearance for departing seniors like quarterback Jake Coker. Tight end O.J. Howard and kicker Adam Griffith are among the juniors returning next year. A 70% chance of an early snow shower in the Tennessee Valley tonight. Accumulations expected to be less than 1 inch with lows in the upper 20s. A 40% chance of an early snow shower in central and west Alabama this evening. Sleet could mix in late with lows in the upper 20s. In Mobile and the Gulf Coast, we'll see partly cloudy skies and windy with lows in the lower 30s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.